Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Even though banks on Wall Street are lending again, they're mostly lending to bigger companies. Financing remains difficult for small business owners across the country, even those that are making a profit. So tonight, I'm proposing that we take $30 billion of the money Wall Street banks have repaid and use it to help community banks give small businesses the credit they need to stay afloat.
President Obama from his State of the Union address. But wait, Mr. President, somebody has a question for you. She is Toria Blanchard, owner of a restaurant in Detroit called Good Girls Go to Paris Crepes, and she spoke on The Takeaway today.
I have to respectfully ask him, how long do we have to wait to get access to loans to grow our businesses, to possibly hire more help? He mentioned the number of $30 billion we allocated to community banks. But until I see a banner that's in a community bank that says, hey, this is where the $30 billion we can have access to, we need immediate help for people that want startups for their businesses. Immediate help.
So on that $30 billion, the idea is to take it from the money that the bigger banks are paying back from their TARP loans and give it to smaller banks. But Tom Shara, CEO of Lakeland Bancorp in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, which did take some TARP money last year as well, is wary of taking any more. Mr. Shara, thank you so much for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian, and thanks for having me on your show this morning.
And listeners, are there small businesses like Toria's out there trying to get loans, not able to get loans? Give us a call if you're a small business owner still having trouble with credit that you think is unfair compared to your actual financial situation. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Mr. Shara, first tell our listeners, what kind of a bank is Lakeland? Tell us how big you are and what you do.
Sure. Lakeland Bank is a 40-year-old full-service commercial bank. As you said, we're headquartered in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, which is in northern New Jersey. We handle the six primary counties in northern New Jersey and are about $2.7 billion, which makes us the second largest commercial bank headquartered in New Jersey, in northern New Jersey.
But still a speck compared to the big boys that we usually hear about in the news with the TARP money, right?
Yeah, relatively speaking to some of the larger banks, we are on the small side.
So will you take, would you be anxious for, and I realize Congress has to approve this, but would you be anxious to take some of this $30 billion being transferred from TARP paybacks to banks like yours to lend to businesses like hers?
Well, as you know, Brian, there have been very few details thus far. My understanding is the president's going to have some details today. But Lakeland Bank supports any fiscally responsible stimulus programs, which help small businesses, and the small businesses are the lifeblood of our communities. So we're hopeful that the parameters around the program are going to be something that makes sense to community banks.
Will you be eligible from how you understand the basic outlines of what the president said?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We expect to be eligible.
But I gather that you're somewhat ambivalent about this. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, the details to follow. You know, we've had tremendous success over our 40 years. And in 2009, just to put it in perspective for your listeners, we had a record year in small business originations. We originated over $250 million of new loans to businesses in our markets to manage their cash flow, purchase inventory, and purchase equipment and such. And we have a 40-year history of handling small businesses. It's a core competency of ours. And that's what we're here to do, and that's generally what community banks are set up to do, and we have a strong track record, and we're going to continue to do that.
Here is another small business owner, this one from Shawnee, Oklahoma, John Brown, vice president of the family-owned Brown's Furniture Company, also talking on The Takeaway this morning about how he sees the standards changing in what banks require in order to give a loan.
The banks are not giving out money unless your credit is perfect. He's an established business, been around for about 30 years. He can get some money. We can get some money. We've been in business for over 60 years. we're fortunate. We don't need any money. We don't have much overhead.
But isn't that always the case? It's the people who don't need the money who can get it, right?
It's always the case. So it's my understanding the banks in Oklahoma are just not lending.
That is John Brown in Shawnee, Oklahoma, small business owner with Miles O'Brien on The Takeaway. My guest, Tom Shara, CEO of Lakeland Bank in northern New Jersey. Mr. Shara, does he reflect something true there in your experience? Have your bank's lending standards changed since the financial crisis began? Are you more cautious?
No, I think, you know, our mindset is our underwriting standards remain the same through good and bad economies. And, you know, we need to make loans to people that have a demonstrated ability to repay. And as provided that we're doing that effectively, and we believe we have with our 40-year history, you generally do not change your underwriting criteria, good times or bad. I think the challenge today for small businesses, and we keep reading about consumers and small businesses having difficulty in getting credit, the reality is, and what we see here at Lakeland Bank, is that many small businesses are not looking to borrow. They're looking to cut their expenses, reduce their debt, and they're hunkered down, and some are in a survival mode. So it's very difficult for them to want to borrow new funds from the bank. So that we do see a lot of our existing customers really getting responsible, getting liquid, and paying down their debt.
Let's talk to some of the business owners in our area. Noah in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Noah, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. As I mentioned to the screener, you know, I run a real estate development company with my father. He's been in business for over 30 years, never missed a payment. The bank always sees return on their money. You know, since we've had the housing crisis, the lending of our bank has become much, much stricter. Now, you know, instead of advancing 4 and 5 different property acquisitions and, you know, construction mortgages, they are only doing 1 to 2 at a time.
So let me ask Mr. Shara, have you become more conservative at your bank with respect to loans for housing development projects since housing was at the center of the crash?
We haven't become more conservative. We are wary of that market. And typically when we lend to developers, especially residential construction, we're generally letting them do one ahead of sale. So we've never believed in letting the developers get too far ahead of us on speculative real estate. But if there's cash flow in place or a purchaser in place, we're more than happy to lend to that developer.
And Noah,
right. As a spec builder, however, you know, that's...
Doesn't
you know,
do
it really
you much
takes
good.
The food off the table.
Yeah. But a lot of people
spend money, buy the lots, put the houses up, show a product, so that people can see what they're looking at, and that's how you know we're able to make money.
No, probably a lot of listeners are thinking, well, gosh, of all the businesses that I may not have too much sympathy for right now, trying to get a lot of loans, it would be spec builders, considering the housing situation.
Well, that can be true. If you know, there's lots of irresponsible borrowing, irresponsible lending. However, you know, what I think it comes down to is your relationship with your bank and your track record.
And you say yours is good, and you should be getting more money than you are. Noah, thank you very much. Bruce in Albridge. Bruce, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Well, I have a very similar comment. But my anecdotal evidence is I have a real estate office. I actually have 3 real estate offices.
You're also a speculative developer?
No, well, let me. I feel that the
not
lenders
the businesses
are redlining.
I thought we were going to get calling in, but go ahead.
Well, so here's what happens. I have a real estate company, and we do about $2 million a year in income. And I went to lease a copy machine. I've got great credit, never missed payments, good cash flow, a 10-year business history, and a lease is really a financing agreement anyway. I got turned down for the financing agreement with my real estate company. I also run a school. And the school brings in about $10,000 in income. So we're talking about $10,000 versus $2 million. Well, as soon as I put school on the application, I got accepted. So I know that lenders are redlining real estate projects. And that's why we're never going to get out of this recession, because the lenders are making sure that real estate doesn't begin to percolate again.
Bruce, thank you for your call. Well, Tom Shara from Lakeland Bank, is there a contradiction here? And I guess the caller kind of alludes to it, but also in federal policy, because the president wants new banking rules to require less risk to avoid another crash resulting from being over-leveraged. But he also wants to encourage banks like yours to lend more, to take more risks than you want to take right now. Do those two things somehow make sense together?
Well, there has to be a happy medium. You know, we got ourselves into this financial difficulty by financing projects that were ill-advised and financing homeowners that didn't have the capacity to repay, and we can't afford to do that again. So there has to be a happy medium where we're banking qualified customers that had demonstrated cash flow, and provided that exists, I think the community banks, by and large, are open for business, such as ours.
You want to talk to somebody with a business very different than a real estate developer?
That would be great.
But I think Bob in Brooklyn owns a pickle business. Bob?
Okay. Hey, Brian, how are you doing?
Okay, what do you own?
We own McClure's Pickles, my brother and I do. I'm in Brooklyn, and my brother's in Detroit, Michigan.
They eat pickles in Michigan?
We make pickles in Michigan and pickles in Brooklyn, yep.
And?
And we're finding a little bit of difficulty from large and small banks to obtain the type of capital that we need to do the growth that we're looking to finance here in the near future. I think it's interesting that, a happy medium needs to be found between the businesses showing that they have adequate cash flow and the banks willing to take a risk on smaller businesses that are looking to grow.
But you think it's gotten more stringent than the actual risk would warrant?
Yeah, absolutely. We're finding that we can adequately demonstrate, that we have cash flow and continued purchase orders from our customers, and that we demonstrate that we pay back what we take from our vendors, and we pay back on time. We're finding it difficult to obtain the capital for growth.
Are pickles countercyclical? You know, as people can't afford the pastrami, they just load up on the pickles?
Yeah, as long as their sodium intake remains consistent, they're happy to take pickles.
Bob, thank you for your call. Before you go, Tom Scharrer from Lakeland Bancorp, I think you told our producer something about a stigma of having taken TARP money last year.
Yeah, the original premise of TARP back early last year was that TARP was intended to go to the strongest, most responsible banks in the country, and we were proud to be considered among one of those, and we're approved by the U.S. Treasury. But along the way, it morphed into a bank bailout, which is not what it intended to do. When we took our TARP proceeds, we didn't require the capital. We didn't need it. We were encouraged to take it by our regulators, and we thought it was prudent to do in light of the difficult economy.
But I gather
you
haven't paid it back yet, correct?
We have not yet. We want to make sure that the economy is truly, finishing up this recession before we make that decision. But, the original premise of TARP was that it was going to the healthiest banks. And when we took the TARP proceeds, we promised to use that money to lend into the local community, and we've done that in spades.
And if you get more money from this other $30 billion that the president proposed in the State of the Union, that's going to be more money flowing to northern New Jersey businesses?
Yes, that would be the premise, provided, however, that the restraints and restrictions aren't similar to those of TARP.
Right. But you would urge Congress to approve this TARP restructuring and this $30 billion?
I'm sorry, say that again, Brian?
Would you, as a bank CEO, urge Congress to take the president's suggestion and put it into law?
Oh, absolutely. I think the stimulus is absolutely necessary, and I think community banks, by and large, will do the right thing with the proceeds.
Do you ever lend to pickle makers in Brooklyn?
I haven't, but there's always a first.
Tom Scharrer is the CEO of Lakeland Bancorp, based in Oak Ridge in northern New Jersey. Thank you very much for coming on with us. Good luck.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. The Brian Lehrer Show continues.